Welcome to another fantastic episode of Gamers Got a Game. I'm your host, Greg Nemus, along with my partner in crime and the master of God of War. I would even go as far as say the fanatic, my buddy, Ari D'Alessandro.
What's up?
And this is the Gamers Got a Game podcast, where we don't talk about the NFL draft and how many trades there were.
No, we don't.
Or the new Avengers movie that just came out.
Nope.
And how exciting it's going to be. Nope. Very. It's all about the games on this podcast. So let's just jump into it. How we always start the podcast with stories and stuff. So I want to start off by saying Activision's not going to have a single player mode in their new Call of Duty game, at least at launch. They're going to implement it, I guess, at a later date, because they said they don't have enough time to properly put it in there because they make too many games. I guess they do one new Call of Duty game every year or so.
Yeah, I think it's pretty stupid. And like, for me, I have no interest whatsoever in multiplayer games, especially only like multiplayer games that have no single player campaign. So whatever, I guess they don't have me as a customer.
Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna justify charging full price for this. If they do charge full price, I don't really play those games, but I will never buy them if they don't have a single player game, because that's the only part of the game that I like to play. And I know that EA came out and said that nobody wants to make single player games anymore because you can't make money, which I think is asinine and ridiculous statement to say.
Well, especially since we have one of the best games ever, and it's a single player game that came out this week.
Yes, we can talk about that later.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty stupid. I don't know why people think they're single player games. I guess it's just more of the greedy companies that they want to be able to squeeze as much money out of each player as they can. And so that's the only really way to do that is through like monetization, multiplayer, keeping people playing that same game over and over.
And they want to put in the Battle Royale mode, which is the big thing now. The games of Fortnite and
Fortnite's pretty fun. I mean, Battle Royale, other people trying, it's not a bad thing, but,
no.
You know, like, will it succeed? Who knows?
It's not really original.
No.
But I guess everybody wants that in the games now, right? So
yeah, it's highly popular. I think like the biggest streamer in the world now that broke all the records, all like the streaming records, is a Fortnite player. So okay. Battle Royale right now is the hot stuff.
Right. They're making a lot of money.
Especially Fortnite. I think everybody, last year it was completely PUBG, which is player PUBG, unknown battleground.
Right.
And now, this year, I don't even think I hear anybody even barely talking about PUBG anymore. It's crazy how much, like, Fortnite took over.
Yeah, it's pretty in the mainstream, for sure.
I had uploaded it to my PlayStation. It was pretty fun, but I need to try it again. I think I'm going to try it on my PC, because I just got worked over and over.
I've never played. I've watched it on streams a couple times. See, it looks pretty fun.
And there we go, like, Fortnite is a free-to-play game, right?
Right.
So, and all the stuff that you can actually buy is completely cosmetic. That's the right way to make a game where they're going to charge for loot boxes, because it's essentially you can buy stuff to try to, like, you know, and but everything's cosmetic. Like a,
so you can't get more powerful by spending money.
No, you can only get things like, you know, when you first dive off your ship and you're like finding your place to land, you normally just have a parachute, and some people have, I've seen people that have like a little shuttle instead, like shuttles or different kinds of, like, you know, different kinds of parachutes that come down, or gliders, or different costumes and stuff. And, you know, for me, I could just be happy with what they give you, and so that's why I'm willing to try a multiplayer game like that. I don't want to spend $60 on a multiplayer game,
right?
And then, you know, and then they have all this other loot box stuff in there. That's just ridiculous. So anyways,
all right, so what story do you want to talk about this week?
I'll talk about Campo Santo, which is a developer that made a game I really, really, really liked, actually, which was Firewatch. It was more of like a
walking simulator.
You know, there's a little few gaming aspects, but it was pretty much like a really good story that you could control.
Just exploration, trying to find out what happened.
Beautiful environments, a little mystery going on. The ending was a little bit
so what happened with them?
Disappointing. They got bought out by Valve, which is crazy. So it looks like Valve is back in the video game making.
So they don't want to make their own game. They want to just buy companies that make games and have them
make
games for them.
The crazy thing is Valve is a private company still. Like, it's not even a publicly traded company. And you know how much money they're making just off Steam alone? Like,
it's not publicly traded?
No,
what?
No. Valve's a private company. That's why they can do whatever that like Gabe Newell can do pretty much whatever he wants in that place.
So how big is Valve compared to EA or Microsoft and other
companies? God, it's hard to tell because if you're a private company, I think you don't have to come out with all the financials that like an EA has to come out, because EA has to do that because they're a publicly traded company.
So would you say they're top five then of all the?
I think they have a lot of money. All the games that are coming. I mean, that's why you see like EA and like Ubisoft trying to make their own game selling platform, because they can see how much money.
So how much do they make per game that's sold on Steam?
I think it's like probably like the usual like 30%. Probably.
Wow.
I think I would have to look that up, but
and most pretty much all the games are sold on PC are sold on Steam, right?
Oh yeah, I mean that's only wow. I buy 98% of my games, maybe 95% of my games on Steam.
So that's how they basically that's all Valve does is sell games on Steam right now to make their money, right? They used to make the Half-Life games.
They do Counter-Strike Go, CS:GO,
okay,
which is a huge moneymaker for them. But that's like a 10-year-old game now. It's just like up. And then they also have a Dota with defense, you know. Like
so
that.
Could this be a prelude for them buying other companies then?
Yeah, I think actually they quietly bought the developers that made Kerbal Space Program.
Okay.
I did not even realize that just until recently.
Well, I think I heard about that also.
Which is crazy too, because that's like they're buying these really good, like focused developers, it seemed like. Kerbal, those people were amazing at doing this like space simulation stuff, and then Campo Santo is great, like beautiful at like story driven, you know, narrative games, and so it seems like they're trying all these different kind of things here. So who knows?
So does this mean that
Fallout 3-4 is coming or whatever?
Half-Life 3?
After maybe they're bringing all these people in to make like the most incredible
15 years or whatever it's been.
Yeah, never.
You know, people will never let that die. People want their Half-Lives. That would be pretty amazing.
I'm dreaming someday that they're just waiting for like the old, like something that will come out that will just completely just
blow us away. By the time I'm 70, I'll be like, oh my God,
it's finally.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, then we can talk about, I guess that's about it, right, for stories?
That's all the news out right now?
I think that's all I have. All
right.
Anything else?
Let's move on.
All right, let's move on to our next section. Notable new game releases. So let's talk about the Nintendo came out with the Labo.
Labo, yes, which is cardboard things that you put together. Actually, really pretty cool. And I was tempted to buy it for my niece and nephew, but I just have a hard... Right now, the problem is the price. It's like $70 for the base one, really? Which you get like 5 or 6 different... Like, what you get are like these things, so you can... It gives you like instructions on the screen to how to build with the cardboard that they supply, like how to build a piano, and you're building all these pieces. You have to do all the mechanics inside. You stick your, I think it's like controller inside, and then it does some amazing stuff like that. You know,
you can build a robot that walks on the.
Yeah, I heard the robot one is actually the most disappointing one. They say like a lot of people said the other box, like the variety pack, was incredible, super fun, lots of cool stuff, and they say the other one is, by the time you're done, it's just like you're putting a giant box on the back of you with some mechanics inside. And they say it's not as
that's a punching one?
Yeah, and not as responsive. It's almost like the Kinect again, where it's like, I'm doing that. Why isn't it working? And
that's too bad.
Yeah.
I heard the fishing one's okay.
They say the fishing one's pole? Good. Yeah, the piano, they say, is a lot of fun, and you can do a lot of creative stuff with it. Then they have, like, a house one. They have a couple other ones, like a car, like one where it's like a remote control... little robot. So yeah, some pretty cool stuff.
So how many more are they going to release?
It's a good question. I guess it depends on how they sell.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious to see what like the DIY people can do with it, and like, you know, I'm sure other people are going to come out with all kinds of fun little
so things. If you have like your nephew or niece building this and they accidentally break the cardboard, I heard that they have
there's
something
replacements
online where you can just do it yourself.
You can buy replacements if you want the official stuff, I think, and then there's also they give you like plans that you can, you know, just
that's
print
good
out the plan and then cut your own piece of cardboard.
That would be pretty awful if you just had it and then just wrecked it and then it didn't work anymore.
I guess it'd be some supervision with the I don't think, like, my niece would be the one to really want to build it. My nephew would probably be the one to destroy it because he's still a little too little for that.
Right.
But, yeah, what else do we have? We have...
Yakuza 6 came out.
Yakuza, yeah. That looks good. I've never played a Yakuza.
I don't think I have either.
No. I'm very curious, though. I keep hearing a lot about it, and, like, one of my... old favorite podcasters, Garnet Smith, or Garnet Lee.
Garnet Lee, I love that guy.
Yeah, he used to love, he used to swear by Yakuza. Not sure why, I guess.
Shout out to We Can Confirm.
Yeah.
My favorite video game podcast.
Yeah, it is. I wish they were back together. But yeah, it's cool. It seems like more of like an open world kind of like Japanese mafia game.
Right.
I don't know much more about it, though.
No, I don't either. But that came out. So I heard it's pretty good. We have BattleTech for the PC.
BattleTech for the PC. That's great. It's a turn-based MechWarrior game. I think it's made by the same people that made MechWarrior, but I think they couldn't get the license for it, and so that's why it's called BattleTech now.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for it. It looks pretty awesome.
Pretty cool, yeah. It's a game that I'll probably pick up not until I'm done with the game that we'll talk about later. It's a
turn-based game, right?
Turn-based game. Lots of management too. So you're managing a company, or you know, you're managing a company that hires the pilots, has to buy mechs. Mechs are supposedly, I guess, very expensive, and nobody can really build them anymore because they're like legacy, kind of like these old ancient artifacts in a way. And so the mechs that you have to protect really well. Looks really cool.
And then we have Frostpunk.
Frostpunk, another game that I really want to try to play, which is a city building game, but done, I guess, when an ice age completely covers the planet, and so people have to kind of huddle into these little areas that are producing heat somehow. I heard it's a very...
repressive?
Very repressive game, yeah. It's very,
very depressing.
But, you know, like I'm down for games like that. There's, like, a lot of consequence. You can either become, like, this horrible, like, dictator that's just working people to death, and they only have, like, an hour break, or you can be, like, you know, more calm depending on... like what your
play style is. Very impressive, but
that's
a niche market for sure, but I'm sure a lot of people like that game.
I might come back after and tell you how it is. It's a game I probably want to play a lot, but there's a few other strategy games I think I want to play before that. Another game that actually came out like a couple weeks ago that's supposed to be really good is Surviving Mars, which is another city building game, but on Mars this time. That looks really good. I think they're published by all the same people as Frostpunk, which is the people that did Paradox.
Okay.
Really good with strategy games. They also did like the City Skylines, which you've never played still, huh?
No, I bought it.
You know, I have a really sad. I guess I can't bring it up right now. But I was looking on your Steam page, and the last time you logged in was like some 700 days ago. I mean, that's more than, that's like years, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Can't remember last time I turned on my computer, for the fantasy NFL draft.
You should have played NBA that. Draft. I know, you should have played
that. I'm just not a PC gamer.
I'm not
a PC gamer. So, all right, now that you ridicule me for my my PC gaming skills, let's switch the subject and go to PS Plus for May.
Oh, okay.
The games are going to be Rayman Legends for the PS4.
That's a great game.
It's a really good game.
I haven't finished it. It actually gets quite hard, but yeah, good game.
And Beyond Two Souls, I guess, is going to be.
That's the guy that made... Because
they want to get ready for... They want people to play Detroit, which is coming out in May. Detroit
Becoming Human, which actually looks really good. Beyond Two Souls, I'm surprised I never played it because I loved his game before that, which was the Heavy Rain.
Oh, I liked Heavy Rain.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I like his style of games are like these things where, like, actually, you know, a lot of games say, like, well, your choice matters and it might affect it in the end. And remember, like, Heavy Rain, like, there was so many different endings and
when you beat it before I did and you let me borrow it, and then you're like, oh, can you find out who the killer is? I want you to, like, predict who the killer is. And yeah. I thought it was somebody else, and it's the guy who is the killer is... spoiler alert, but that's the whole game. It's somebody you would not expect to be
a
killer.
God, I completely forgot.
It was a detective guy.
It was, huh?
It was a guy that you were controlling, asking all the questions and, you know, doing all the work. And it turned out he was the one who was the killer.
Oh, weird.
It was really a good twist in that game.
Yeah.
Another one is King Oddball.
Have you played Beyond Two Souls?
No, I have never played that game.
I'm interested then.
I don't have PS Plus anymore, remember? But I'll get it eventually. And King Oddball is a... on the Vita, it's cross-buy. Yeah, I won't get that one. And the games with gold for the Xbox, so I'm not getting enough Xbox love.
Yeah.
We have to talk about that. Metal Gear Solid 5 is coming out.
If anybody hasn't played that, definitely try that one. That's definitely a great game.
An awesome game if you have the Games with Gold. And Super Mega Baseball 2 is coming out for free. Super Mega Baseball 1 was really fun.
Remember that? Yeah, we had fun with that one for a while.
Really fun game we played on the
kind of like a Baseball Stars kind of game.
Yeah, but more cartoony, not so serious.
Well, Baseball Stars, that wasn't a cartoony. No. What was that one that we used to play in the arcade all the time that was like robots?
RBI Baseball?
No, it had robots and stuff.
Oh, I remember.
That? And there was like different kind of robots and they had like special powers and there's like all these. I thought that was Baseball Stars, but maybe not.
Baseball? No.
All right.
I can't remember, but this is I'm sure this will be a fun game.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's it. Sweet. For notable. I can't speak today.
Yeah.
Notable new game releases, so.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. All right, everybody, take a breath, get your drink, because we're going deep today.
Oh, yeah.
On Gamers Got a Game. We're going into the deep, deep waters. Don't know if we're going to come out safely. There's great white sharks all around us.
Oh, yeah.
Predators everywhere. We have our little tiny canoe, but we're going to make it out alive.
Ogres and trolls.
There's everything around us because...
Norse gods.
We are going deep. Into games that have grabbed us. So I finally got a Super Nintendo Mini, thanks to you.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
And I know I've been talking about that for a while now. And I have been playing a few games on it. And it is not as good as I thought it would be. Not as good as I remember. I guess that's why it's a retro game system. The games...
You have... Your mind makes better memories of these games than once you actually played them. And then you're just like, oh.
Preach, brother. Preach. That's
okay, but have you tried... have you tried, like, Zelda? Zelda.
No, I don't even think I've ever played that one.
I still haven't played Zelda. If there's any game on there that literally will...
No, believe
me. That literally would stand the test of time, it is the Zelda one.
I will get to it.
It's beautiful. It has great graphics. You need to go to that one.
I had more fun going on the PC and downloading a lot of illegal games.
That's true.
I downloaded Final Fight. I've been playing a lot of that, actually. Which is actually pretty good. I've been playing a lot of the Super Punch-Out. That one's still pretty fun.
Yeah, that's a fun game, yeah. And the graphics aren't pretty good, though, huh?
No, they're not bad. It's cartoony for what it is. I mean, it's not going to be extraordinary graphics, but from what I remember, it still holds up pretty well. I've been playing F-Zero, that game. I used to love that game. Now I play it. It's horrible.
Yeah. What about Star Fox? Do you play any Star Fox?
No. They
have Star Fox?
They have Star Fox and Star Fox 2 on there.
Okay.
And Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's...
That's a good game.
I just don't remember these games being so hard. Maybe it's because I'm getting older.
Yeah, they're hard.
Really, really hard.
Yeah, I remember. Getting that Super Mario, whatever, that game when I first... I got my Super Nintendo for Christmas, and that game I had with it was Super Mario World. And I spent weeks on that game. It wasn't a game like I sat down and finished in a while. You know, you spend a lot of, like...
No, they're huge games.
Yeah, I remember. That was so much fun.
But yeah, so I bought that, so I will be talking about that more in the future.
Do they have any, they don't have any like Final Fantasies or anything like that, huh? Do they have any role
playing? They have Final Fantasy on there.
Oh, they do?
I think so.
Do they have like paper, did they ever have a Paper Mario on the Super Nintendo?
They have, I don't know if it's Paper Mario. I don't think they have Paper Mario on that one.
Mm.
But I downloaded about 15 games.
Okay.
I just went online and searched how to download games on there. It was pretty easy to do.
Nintendo's not very happy with these.
No, I don't know if I should even be talking about this, but they have it available. I got the Chrono Trigger. Chrono Trigger, everybody talks about how good that is. I still haven't played that one yet.
That one's good. I just don't think it's not like Zelda where it stands like the test. The mechanics will probably get to you after a while compared to Zelda. So
the one I really wanted to download was, I can't remember, but they wouldn't let me download it, and it wasn't available. It was Pilot Wings. They didn't have that. You couldn't buy that one. Couldn't get that one.
I'm surprised they didn't put that on there. That was like, Pilot Wings, man, that was so much fun.
That was my favorite game.
But I know that I have better memories of that than probably if I actually watched it.
Yeah, I watched a video of it recently. It's horrible. I was like, wow. Yeah.
But I remember when we used to play it, I was enthralled with that, trying to get the perfect score.
I still remember playing that game the first time. The parachuting?
The parachuting, like the...
To the rings?
The hover thing, the planes... And they've never, none of the new pilot wings have never kind of caught that same magic.
But you're so right. Our minds remember things differently when we're younger.
Yeah. And the new games haven't, like, I got the Mario, I think I got pilot wings for the Nintendo 3DS, and it just, it's not the same. Like, they had this perfect kind of progression and hardness, it seemed like.
Especially with how good the games look now, and just going back, it's like, when you're, if I was a, man, being a kid today, being a video gamer, you're just so fortunate. You don't realize how good you have it. Because me growing up, I had to play an Atari 2600.
I'm gonna have to talk. That's that same topic comes up when we're talking about God of War too.
It's just, oh my God, these games. I remember playing Adventure. Remember Adventure, where you have a little cube?
Yeah.
You're just a little
cube. You're just really kind of outing our ages here.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, I'm old.
My gosh.
I know.
We actually played the ROM. Like, you know,
Around for Pong. I'm not that old.
So. I know. And these games actually were at like classic arcades when we were playing.
Yeah, Asteroids in the arcade. Yeah. That was really, really young.
Not like we weren't around when they actually came out. No.
No, it was MAMEs, right? The MAME systems. So that's that. And then I've been playing actually a fair bit amount of Far Cry 5.
Okay.
On the PS4.
Looks interesting.
Yeah, I don't know where I should start in this game. I loved every other Far Cry game, even...
Even 4?
Yeah, I did love 4. I even loved the... One, I can't remember the name of the prehistoric one.
Far Cry Primal.
Far Cry Primal. I love that game. I beat it.
Far Cry Primal seems actually kind of cool. 4, I got into it for a while, and then I think the thing about Far Cry games is just, I look at the map, there's too much to do, and then I burn out on them. And it's happened. The only one I actually finished was the Far Cry 3, the jungle one.
Right.
That was really good.
With Voss. Yeah. Enemy. That was a great one.
That was a great one, actually.
This one took me a while to get into it.
Yeah.
I've been playing it for half hour time, it didn't click. And then it finally clicked with me.
Yeah.
And then I really got into it, but then it's the story does not hold me. It takes place in Montana, rural Montana, and it's like a cult, religious cult, and you're a sheriff and you get captured, or you don't cap, but then you escape, of course.
Of course, yeah.
And you're trying to take down the four members
of a religious cult.
Yeah. And it's just it's serious in tone, but then you meet people, and then it's...
For me, I think of a Far Cry game more of just, like, those weird, funny moments that would happen, you know?
Yes, it's funny. Yeah, crazy stuff happens. You, like,
shoot
down a helicopter, the guy flies out, destroys a bunch of other bad guys.
Sending out a bear to go maul people.
Right, that happens all the time. You're fighting somebody, a bear comes...
I've never really, like, even focused on the story so much, so something like that wouldn't bother me as much. I think I would play it just for like
that.
Does it have good gun mechanics?
The gun mechanics are pretty good. I mean, you don't get too many selections of guns. There's mostly different guns with different skins on them, but the same gun.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not too much variety, but I mean, you get a decent selection just like every other first-person game.
Big world.
The world is huge so far. I mean, it's fun. You actually like enjoy the fishing mechanics. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
And just running around. The thing I don't like is that you have all these side missions you're doing, and then when you're doing your side mission, if you get to there's four different sections. You have the brother and
like the four
and when you get
captains or whatever.
When you're getting closer to killing them, your resistance meter builds up, so they get pissed off. They'll send helicopters at you and more trucks and more guys on trucks with guns. To try to get you? But you're doing a side mission. All of a sudden, they say, "Oh, we have to capture him," and it's just part of the game to move the story along. You get captured, and there's nothing you can do.
They
send you back to their compound, and then you got to hear their stupid story about, "Oh, well, you can't do this. We have to cleanse you, and you have to say yes." And then you just go back out. And after that, I don't like it. It's just arbitrary.
Why don't they just kill them in the end? Like, why are you always captured and they have to talk to you?
Yeah, because they want you to be cleansed. They want you to go to their side.
Because you're a badass fighter or something?
No, they just want you to convert.
What about all the other people that they're killing? They don't want those people to convert?
See, it doesn't make any sense. But I don't like that they force you to get captured just to move their story along.
See, I don't know. I can talk about a great story later, but yes.
I mean, it's fun. I like the mechanics of shooting the animals. Yeah. And it's fun. The skill tree is still fun. I'm still having fun with it. I bought the season pass already, which I never done. But I will finish that game. But right now I'm playing another game that I like more.
We can talk about some other game
I finished Assassin's Creed finally.
Yes.
Which
I played some of that too.
In love with that game.
I would say this is probably my favorite. I've only played, let's see, I played like 4 Assassin's Creeds altogether. It's probably more than that. This is my favorite Assassin's Creed by far. It's like incredible mechanics.
Yes.
The battling, battling system totally changed. Before, I remember the old Assassin's Creed, it was like if more than a couple people came, like, you know, that surrounded you, you're kind of finished. Done. You had to run. Here you have a definite fighting chance, which is awesome. You have lots of cool weapons. I was a little leery about their whole, you know, finding different kinds of, you know, weapons. Like, oh, this is a legendary. This is like this stuff like that, because they added the infamous loot boxes into that. But so far I've played, and I don't think you haven't bought a loot box, right?
No.
I've been getting plenty. Like, for me, I don't care if it's like the most powerful legendariest weapon, as long as it's enough to keep moving my game forward, I guess.
Yeah, and they give you a nice variety of weapons.
Yeah, definitely.
Different ways to tackle enemies. You can do stealth. The stealth is really well implemented.
I like how you can switch between, like, your, you know, your different weapons. You have, like, your fast swords. You have your big, like, big heavy, like, you know, what, maces and stuff like that, and clubs and the arrow. The actual arrow, the arrow stuff is, I focusing all my, most of my, like, skills on like, arrow, you know, like bow and arrow, because I love, like, it's like one of the best bow and arrow.
Yeah, they give you mechanics. A lot of options on how to defeat the enemies. And I'm not usually one who likes to do stealthy way, stealth, play game stealth, but this game I actually like doing the stealth because it's really easy to do.
Especially when you have that bird that can, you know, you can use your bird awesome. And like you go and mark all your people there, and then just
you can
go
send the bird down and harass them.
You know how satisfying that is when you can, like, literally, you can go take out like a whole camp without almost anybody even, like, you maybe by the end, like, that one guy's like, all my friends are dead, and then he's dead too.
You get the sleep darts you can shoot at.
I haven't really gotten much into the story. Like, I've probably put about 6 or 7 hours into it.
The story is actually really well done.
Story so far seems good. It's like a revenge story.
Yeah, typical revenge story, but
I like the setting. Egypt is amazing. I love myth, you know, like ancient kind of civilization stuff and things that are much further in the past.
Cleopatra, isn't it? And
yeah, I wish it was a little further back in time.
Yeah,
like,
that's what you said.
I wish it was more of like the beginnings of, like, they could even take more, like, not using Cleopatra, using completely new characters, but when the, you know, like, maybe in the middle of, because this was like in the tail end of the Egyptian civilization, right? It was kind of like,
I'm not a historian. Just
well, the Romans were here, so the Romans were taking over. So the Romans, the Romans pretty much ran that place, I think. So it wasn't as much Egypt. It was Egypt, but run by the Romans, it seemed like, with like a puppet pharaoh, maybe. Wish it was more like real, you know, real Egypt.
But then you wouldn't have any conflict, though, would you?
You probably would, but then you wouldn't have cool ruins. I mean, the ruins are actually a lot of fun to... I was just surprised. I'm like, you're playing this game and you're already exploring ruins. So this is like thousands of years after Egypt's already been around or whatever.
Right. I like it because they give you a lot of different side quests, but they don't get repetitive.
No. Yeah, that's pretty good.
They're still fun to do.
They're actually a lot of fun.
After 40 hours, I'm still not bored of it.
Yeah.
And the ending of the game, I'm a big proponent of having, when you play a game for 30 hours or 35 hours, what have you, and you have an ending that lasts 10 seconds, I get really pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Then they did a really good job of giving you a really satisfying ending, I give them credit for. I have to give them kudos. Made a great game, in my opinion.
I'm curious to see what the ending is going to be like.
I hope that you will finish it, because I know you're not a finisher of games, but...
Especially giant open world. I'm going to finish this God of War when we're going to talk about that, that's for sure.
Man, how many times did I say we're going to... Everybody at home, take a drink. When Ari says we're going to talk about this game soon, we're going to talk about this game soon.
Literally, it is the best game probably ever made, in my opinion.
Oh, my. Here we go.
In my opinion.
All right, you guys are going to love this. So you want to just jump into that right now, then?
Let's see. Any more things about Assassin's Creed? Great game. Fun exploration. I love that you can explore under the lakes and stuff and the rivers. There's stuff under there that's really cool. Yeah. You know, like a lot of these open world games, you have that thing, and as soon as you get in the water, either you can swim on the top or you die even going in the water. But this one, there's like, the first time I went under, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's amazing that this guy can actually climb things, unlike Kratos in God of War. If you have a little push, you can climb it. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Because I'm not as enthralled with that game as you are.
I know. That saddens me.
Well, do you want to jump into it now?
I thought you liked good story.
Let's just jump into it. All right. If you haven't heard, a little game called God of War just came out.
5 years in the making.
5 years in the making.
Were you a fan of the old God of Wars, like on the PlayStation 2 and 3?
I played
They're fun.
Every single God of War, I believe. Yeah. Even the Vita ones.
Okay. I don't know if I even played the Vita one.
It was fun.
And did I play God of War Ascension?
Change of Olympus, I believe it's called.
Yeah. Or maybe I did play it.
And I have the God of War, what is it, a remastered that came out for PS4?
You know, that's another game that when we're talking about, like, the Super NES, another game when I was, like, I have my vision of what it looks like, and then when I was watching some, like, old footage of it, I was just like...
Which one?
God of, like, the old God of Wars for, like, the PlayStation 3 or the PlayStation 2, and I was looking, I'm like...
They still look pretty decent.
Decent, but not... Compared to what you have now?
Well, of course.
I know. It's just, it's funny how you have these, you have a picture of like when I was playing, it was the most epic thing I've ever played with, like huge titans and gods and stuff. And anyways, so yeah, God of War.
Okay, we'll jump into
what we're gonna say.
Made by Sony Santa Monica.
Made by Sony Santa Monica. This is a strictly single player game.
Right, no multiplayer.
No multiplayer.
And the game is absolutely huge.
No microtransactions.
Nope, no microtransactions. We won't give you any spoilers.
The God of War, so let's see, like, Kratos now is, like, we're going to give, like, maybe the first 10 minutes or whatever. You know, Kratos has living, you know, I guess he tried, if you played the other God of Wars, there was a lot of stuff going on. He ends up going into, I don't know, Asgard, what is the place
the
that
Norse
he's at?
Norse realm, yeah.
The Norse realm, I guess, like, you know.
And the other games took, was, what mythology?
Was in a Greek.
Greek mythology.
Yeah, he was a Spartan.
So now he's a Spartan. Now it's like the Thor mentioned, or Ragnarok.
Yeah,
and
Thor, Odin. The game starts, like, for me, the game is incredible. Even the beginning, I could just tell this was going to ooze quality.
So basically, your wife, I guess you got...
your wife, your partner, whatever.
Partner
never really
killed.
Say if it's a wife.
You have a young child, a son, who's probably about 10 years old.
Yeah, maybe a little older than that. But
no,
yeah,
I don't think he's older than that. So. About 10.
About 10, okay.
And you have to...
So the game starts with you, like, chopping down some trees.
But the last wish of your partner was to take her ashes up to the top of the mountain.
Top it to the highest peak in the realm.
That's where she wanted her ashes.
Yeah,
spread.
And so it starts out with, you know, Kratos, you know, chopping a tree down. They cremate her.
And your son, you're not really close to your son.
No. The dynamic between him and his son... is, well, we'll get to that, but
it's pretty incredible, the dialogue.
So yes, so story wise this is probably, for me, a lot of times I have these problems, and you know, I loved, like, Fallout 4, for instance, was an amazing game, but the game, you wake up, right? And you wake up after the nuclear bomb.
We're talking about Fallout 4.
Really quick,
okay.
just to illustrate
wow.
this
good
just
transition
to illustrate
there.
This you okay. you wake up. You know, you wake up, like, Fallout 4, the beginning thing is, like, after the thing, you wake up in the chamber, you look, and there's some people stealing your kid, right?
Right.
So you're like, oh, my God, I need to get my kid back. So then you go out, you get, and then the next time, spend the next 40 hours doing everything but looking for your kid.
Please go retrieve these things over
like,
here for
if
me.
If you were a father and you wanted your kid, you would be, like, that. To me, that was, I had a lot of fun playing it. But it's kind of like a weird, you know, it's like story, and the story doesn't make sense.
Doesn't move you forward.
Why make it so that you're trying to find your kid then at that point? Because,
I agree.
But what God of War does is, like, their whole, like, they have one simple singular mission, and that is to take the
and
wife's,
it never veers off from that.
No, to take the wife's ashes
and
to that.
Single-minded in its focus.
But even like so this is not an open world, but there's areas where you can go and explore a little bit, right? But even that exploration part makes sense because they're going to this thing, but they're going to go, hey, we need to get more resources. We need to get these stuff to keep our...
And even when you do the side... If you go on the side roads or whatever to get stuff, mm-hmm. your son will say, hey, aren't we supposed to go to the mountain?
Yeah.
And Kratos will say, well, you're doing this to get more powerful, boy.
Yeah.
We need to do this, boy.
Boy.
Yeah, he calls him boy a lot.
I would say, like, also...
So everything makes sense.
Yeah, so the story makes sense, and so far, I am probably 75% of the way through now, and the story's been riveting. I mean, the story, there's so much story, but then so much world-building. Like, this place, like, this is one of the games that there's almost every palette in the color. You know, every color in the palette here. Like, there's worlds, you know, some areas that are just beautiful, bright red leaves and flowers.
So would you say it's the best-looking PS4 game?
I'd say it's probably one of the best-looking games. Like, what other game have I played that looks as good as this
Horizon?
Game?
Horizon? Zero Dawn?
Okay, that was actually a really good-looking game. And they actually use a lot of good color palettes,
See,
too.
I like this game. I'm not in love with it like you are. I don't like the fact that... They give you the, I don't know, some just like Tomb Raider, the mm-hmm. last Tomb Raider game where they block you off from things that you can get. There'd be a little, like I was saying, a little shrub in your path, and you can't just jump over it. You have to go around. I just don't like it when you remind me that you're a video game. Assassin's Creed, Zelda, you can go anywhere you want.
That's true.
I like that.
But then Zelda doesn't have... Like, Zelda doesn't have a story.
Right, it doesn't have a story. You're right.
And, like, when you can do that, where you can go wherever you want, the story, I'm going to wait. I'm going to bow down to whoever can make, like, a Zelda, but with, like, the story like a God of War. One thing we have to mention, too, that this is absolutely incredible, is that this whole game is shot in one...
Oh, right. No loading.
One take. There's never a cut.
They don't use a cut ever.
So it's like this...
Unless you die.
Well, yeah, I guess, but that's
right. I have to do that.
Yeah, but if you never died, there would never be a cut. There's no
loading screens, and when you do die, you actually get back into the game within 15 seconds.
Yeah, and it's really quick. The checkpoint system seemed pretty well. You know, they don't send you back too far, there's even a couple bosses where, like, this boss took me a good.
So, you want to talk about the combat, and then we're talking about boss fights.
Combat. Kind of jumping around everywhere because this game is so amazing. We can't
get our train of thought.
Combat is to me one of the best. Like, I love, like, Assassin's Creed combat was like I thought that was amazing.
So we should go backtrack again. Sorry, people, we're backtracking a lot here. But you don't have the blades anymore that you start off in the other game.
You have an axe now,
but you can throw your axe at the enemies.
Leviathan axe.
A Leviathan axe, and you have push the button, and it comes back to you like a boomerang.
Yeah.
It's really satisfying. When you start off, it's not really... You don't have too many moves. You think, okay, this is not going anywhere because there's just only a few simple moves. But then as you progress, the move list and the things that you can do in combat are incredible. You can throw your axe at them, and it's like a cold axe. It can freeze on the enemies, so you can go, and then you can go punch them with your bare hands.
And punching them has an advantage too, because when you're actually using your bare hands to fight an enemy, their like stun meter raises up a lot.
Yes,
and at that point, then you can do those crazy like finishing moves.
It's very, very deep combat. You have a skill tree.
This combat is probably the most brutal and visceral combat I've played in any game.
I would tend to agree from what
when you're fighting huge creatures and just the amount of power and like just the way that the camera with their the perfect like
and this the violence is all in context too because you have a mission.
Yeah.
So it's not it's like Uncharted. It's like why are you killing all these people? No context. It's just a video game. We have to kill people.
But in
God of War, there's actually a reason why you're doing all the killing.
And then he's trying to teach his son a lot of stuff as he's doing that and why he's doing
and your
the
son
killing.
Actually is not a hindrance.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to do any missions where you have to escort missions all the time.
Yeah.
He's actually a really good fighter in combat. He has arrows that he can shoot. And then he can jump on the enemies when you get him leveled up and powered up.
Yeah, we don't want to give him too much of what...
That's like not a spoiler.
No, it's not a spoiler. But some people like mechanics. But they don't want to get mechanic spoilers either.
Isn't that pretty much...
But yes, he does power up a lot.
Does anybody know that? No.
And that's so cool is watching, like, you know, like maybe the first... When you first start, the first hour you're playing and you get in a battle. And then after the battle's done, you know, like... Atreus is like, how did I do? And he's
Atreus
like...
Atreus is his son, by the way.
Atreus is his son, yeah. He calls... You pretty much think his son's boy, because that's the only thing he calls him, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Boy, get over here. Boy, what's this? Boy, read that.
Yeah, because Kratos can't read.
Well, he can't read. He can't read this language.
So he has Atreus? Read for him.
I love the menu system is like Atreus's handbook, you know, his little like journal that he can.
Oh, journal.
So
right.
when you meet like a new creature, he'll jot stuff down. If you learn one of their menu systems,
I think it's kind of cumbersome though.
Oh no! Once you know how to do it, it's so easy.
Compared to
Assassin's Creed, which is like I still get pissed off at that menu system.
I like Assassin's Creed. I think that's a great menu system. What's wrong with Assassin's Creed menu system?
Nothing's wrong with it, so per se, but this one is way better.
Why is it not better? It's just you have to go on there, okay, where are the things I need in my enchantments, that stone that I have to put in there? I can never find those. Oh, it's under armor. Okay, I have this.
Where do you put
when
your
When I sell things, I have to take it out. I have to take out the socket.
Yeah, I made that
when
mistake.
When you sell stuff, you have to take it out.
I sold a bunch of my enchantments.
If you forget, you're screwed. Yeah, they should just automatically say,
No, you can go buy them back.
I know, but why would they give you that?
Because it's real. Like, that's how you do it. If you don't take your stuff off your sword, then you're going... This is, they're trying to, like, ground... Like, there's parts where they say, yes, this is definitely a video game. But then they're also trying to say, like, there's... Like, every single thing you put on your axe, you can see it as you're going. It's, like, incredible watching your guy... Okay, well, I don't know.
I just don't like the way you level up. It's, like, how do you get more powerful? By getting different...
Leveling up is all about your weapons.
How good your armor is. I don't know.
That makes sense, though.
I just don't like the way they do the system. The map is horrible. I think the map is
absolutely horrible. The map's kind of useless, yes. I agree with you there. It's not a good map.
Never, they have these parts where you can get there, but then don't explain
how to
get there.
Really. But again, their map is kind of like Atreus's drawing a map.
Okay.
So, and that's the cool thing. We're back to what, like, the whole menu system is him. So, like, when you find, like, a new secret on how to defeat, or, like, a weak spot of some person, he'll jot that down for you. I'm like, oh, yeah, my dad, like, did this block and then attack thing.
Right, the updates on how to defeat enemies.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, and then, like, yeah, at first, you only had, like, throw your axe, use your axe, and punch. And then the amount of, like, cool new moves that you get is incredible. And I remember, like, the first couple hours, I was really cumbersome, and you can barely defeat some of these enemies. And then by the time you're, like, 20 hours in, man, you feel like...
But how... There's so many moves. How are you supposed to remember how to do all these moves?
There's no way you can. You just have to pick the ones you like.
It's like, if you don't play this game every single day, you're going to forget how to play it.
No, it's pretty
easy. But I like it. One thing I do like, which they should put in all the games,
yeah,
is when you're thinking about which skill you want to buy, they give you a little short video of what the move is going to do.
Yes, I like that. It shows you kind of what the move is.
I think that was a Shadow of War thing, of Mordor.
Was it?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, put that in there just so you know, okay, the axe is going to swing around.
That gives you a better idea of what you want to pick.
And it's cool because they give you, you can buy different skill sets for, like, area of attack.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take out a lot of enemies or for really close range, it can moves for that. It's a lot of different moves you can buy.
Oh, yeah, the battle, and it's not easy. Like, you can be, like... You can be, if you just, like, space out a little bit, like, the simplest little monster can just kick your ass.
Yeah, but it's not Dark Souls hard.
No,
it's not. I've never liked those games because it's just ridiculously hard.
Yeah.
This one is challenging, but not
I played, what is that, Dark Souls 2? I remember I got it on Steam on a sale. I never, ever got past, I think there was, like, a skeleton, and then there was this big creature. So I never got past, like, the third room. Like, I just,
and Dark Souls 2?
Dark Souls 2.
Well, what about your...
Oh, my God. Don't even
about
talk
your,
about
what
that.
About your Bloodborne skills? You couldn't even make it out of the first room, I heard. I was like, the first room?
The first creature that
the
you fought.
The first creature you couldn't,
like,
get
what
past.
What the heck? Oh, my
even
God.
Even I could get past that, dude, guy. I made it to the village.
I do not get it. I rage quitted that game. So I wanted... If it wasn't your game you let me borrow, I probably would have snapped it in half and sent it back to
them. Did I still have that game? Did you give it back to
me? No, I gave it back to you.
You did?
I said yes. I said, please take this game. I never want to see it again in my life.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like that game either.
So,
we lost track again.
But yeah, it's God of War, so full. And it's a long game.
But it's okay, that's what I want to talk about. I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
So this one boss I was fighting,
mm-hmm,
I won't spoil it, but he kept killing me about 6 or 7 times,
mm-hmm,
but I never really got frustrated. Like, oh, I don't want to play this anymore. Yeah. I was like, okay, I can do it next time. I can do it. And every time, I got a little bit better.
You just learn a little. Yeah, you learn a little bit more.
Until, like, I finally beat him, and it's just so satisfying when you beat him.
And it's cool. Like, you know,
I can see that's why people love Dark Souls, I guess.
Yeah.
When you beat a monster, you get satisfied.
You definitely learn, but if by the time, like, where I'm at now, there's, like, that one guy that you thought, like, oh, my, how am I going to beat this? There was, like, 2 of them. There's flames flying everywhere. There's all this stuff. And then I'm, for the most part, unless you're, like, my concentration's break, I can just do the rolls I need, do the dodges, do the dodge right in time where time slows down and you can do your attacks.
Oh, you have you have that move, time slowdown move?
It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to get that.
So you definitely learn a lot when you're playing this game, and you feel like you're learning. The camera is really up close to behind his shoulder, so a lot of times there'll be people all around you. You can't see what's going on, and there'll be, like, little icons that kind of glow white or red depending on the, and if it glows red, like, say at the bottom of the screen, that means that somebody's behind you that's about to attack. And at first,
there's a quick spin move you can do.
Yeah, quick spin, and you can do your dodge. And at first, I kept getting attacked, but now I know how to read all those different things. So I'm like, okay, there's a guy about to come in behind me. I can't see him, but I see that little red thing and dodge right in time where it slows down. You know, and so when you have these, like, all of a sudden, when you have these, every move comes out perfectly, and you just took out a room full of people. That is, like, one of the most satisfying battles I've ever played. amazing.
No, it's a great, great game, but I just don't love it as much as you do, I guess.
I don't know why you don't love it. Is the story not...
No, I think the story is good. Like I said, I just don't like...
Speaking of story, sorry. I'm going to cut you off here.
Go ahead.
So most games, you know, you have this... You know, you might have some good dialogue and stuff, but then you'll have these things, you know, there's like travel dialogue or dialogue that games will give you when you're going from one place to another. And eventually it starts to repeat itself, you know, like, oh, you know, people might be saying the same thing over, like your companions or whatever. The amazing thing about this game is that they keep talking about things that are actually like the whole thing when they're on the lake and they're paddling and like, tell me a story. It's like, you know, he's like Kratos is like, he takes all his like fables and stuff, like so frog literally. And
scorpion, yeah. And all these, yeah.
There was a turtle. Actually, there was a rabbit. Yeah. The rabbit thought would win.
That part's pretty cool. That does get tedious being on the lake so much in a canoe. You said that doesn't happen all that often.
Doesn't happen often. But there's a few things that happen that makes that area absolutely incredible. Like you haven't even got to the part that it starts to change. And
yeah, I wish I don't like that they don't tell you how many hours you played.
Yeah.
I don't know why they can't put that in there.
Yes, I know. And the loading. You know, they say that there's no loading, which is amazing. But sometimes there's areas where you can kind of go from one way to another. But then I think that's where those long like river rides are. So you're riding in a cave. You know, you're paddling your boat through like a cave or this kind of.
Oh, when you're crawling under the cave, I'm sure it loads up there.
Yeah, that's like so. Sometimes there's these little extra paths. They did some really pretty good tricks though, and it's amazing that Assassin's Creed. Sometimes I'm waiting 35 seconds.
It's
like
45 seconds.
Yeah, when you want to fast travel.
So long. It's not. Yeah.
Luckily, you don't have to do that.
Can you fast travel in this game or not? I haven't found it. If you can.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's a spoil. Like I'm nude. I don't want to spoil anything for people. But.
Just tell me after then.
I mean.
I haven't found it. I'm about 8 hours into it.
Yeah, wow. Okay. You're like at the first 10.
I've got to the part 10%. Where you're into the hive. How far is that?
God, no. That's just the beginning.
That's not even 8 hours?
That was like distant memories for me. I'm like, wow, I remember that time a long, long time ago.
I spent a lot of time in the lake doing the side missions just to build up.
Yeah, I get that too.
I think I'm already level 3.
That's pretty good, yeah. It definitely helps to build up because then it makes the other...
Because I'm not very good at these type of games. Dark Souls games, but... I'm playing on normal mode, by the way.
Dark Souls is definitely... This is a kind of like Dark Souls, where the combats can be very, very... You know, you can be very... you can get it's easy to do, but hard to master. Like, when you master it, you can just become, like, literally a god of war.
I just can't remember. There's so many different moves you can do.
Yeah. But then they're all fairly...
Did you have the one you can do with the shield?
Yeah, shield, then you have a couple buttons.
And you have your rage thing, you gain more moves from that.
Oh, man, the rage one. Then there's shield with a couple buttons. There's... you know, then there's the throwing, and then there's a hand.
Just punching, you get more moves.
Yeah, so
it's like hand-to-hand combat.
Very good.
So many kicking. I mean,
yeah, very good. So
what else do you want to say about it? If you have a PS4, it's must buy.
I would say so.
Must purchase. Yeah,
I would say so. It's a masterpiece in video games. I think.
You're hearing some backlash though from your friends at work.
One person. Just really.
One person.
I don't know. I think it's just because the crappy thing is this game is so much press. And, like, of course, when every single reviewer says it's a 10 out of 10, there's people being like, I'm never playing this because everybody likes it. And how, you know. And
how come he can't jump?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why can't he jump?
He's weighed down with all his armor. I don't know.
Just gets stuck in these stupidest spots.
He can jump, but.
Why can't he swim either? There's some parts where I wanted, like, the.
Yeah, why can't you
swim?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, there's a few of those things. Like, you can't even go in the. Like, you can't fall off a cliff unless it's an area where it lets you fall off. And in a way, but I think that's good too. Because,
I don't mind that though.
But then that's why you can't jump. And that's why you can't do that, because there's areas you can jump, but you can jump in specific places where they tell you this is where you can jump.
Right, to climb up a wall or something. Or jump down.
But I think that has to do with battle, because if you can start jumping like or jumping around and falling off cliffs and things like that, because if you can jump, that means you can jump off a cliff or you can jump off these areas. And there's areas that are you're fighting in some crazy areas that you don't want to just like keep dying
That makes sense. But swimming, that kind
of. Yeah.
There's some parts that you can't get
Kratos
to.
Kratos don't swim.
Another few things that bother me, but I guess...
As that person, do you think Kratos is the kind of guy like, hey, let's go swimming?
A few other things that bother me. You come to these chests in the game, and you can't open them because they're covered in vines or something. Mm-hmm. I guess you come back to them later.
Yeah,
but how are you supposed to know that you missed them? That's what, I can't remember all this stuff.
Believe me, you will.
Okay, it all makes sense.
It all makes sense. Yes, I thought the same thing, and it ends up making a lot more sense in there.
So I'm just at the part that is probably not as good as the other parts.
You're like at the part where you're literally practically building up yourself, and then once you pass that area that you're talking about, you know, it becomes a lot better. I mean, I can't even say it becomes a lot better, because for me it just kept getting better. So it was amazing.
I'm shocked that you're actually going to finish this game.
Oh yeah, I mean,
have you ever finished any other God of War games?
I finished every one I played. Yeah, I love God of War.
I didn't know you.
I think this is so much better than I think the axe is such a better weapon than his old God of War games. Yeah, because I mean,
the axe is pretty, just because a nice weight,
like
to it.
The sound when you're smashing through somebody, or just the thud when you stick it into something, and then the way it just shook back in your hand.
That is pretty incredible.
Oh man,
I do like that part of it.
And then even when you're in, like, if you're watching somebody when you're in battle, just the little things that Atreus does, and like you do this incredible move where he's like, you know, you cut the guy's head off, and then you just decapitate him and then slice him in half, and then Atreus is just like, whoa, that was super, you know, like his little response. Because
he doesn't know that you're a god, really, huh?
No, he doesn't know that you're a god.
He thinks you're a super powerful dad.
I was saying, like, what, man, dad, you, like, the first thing you do in the game, like, the first thing is you chop this tree down. It's a whole tree, and he just picks it up and puts it on his shoulder, and you're like, whoa, okay, this guy is
like, my dad's pretty strong.
I guess in that area, when in the land of like Odin and all these things, and maybe just strong people are where they're at. So,
all right, well, I need a drink after that.
Yeah, that was quite
long-winded, Ari. Man,
any other games we're talking about?
I think that's probably about it. I think people have heard enough about that. So let's move on to Ari's Indie Showcase.
All right, so the indie game that I would love to showcase for you all today would be Celeste.
On the Switch!
Switch and on PC. I think it's on everything, really.
I've been playing that game. Let's talk about it. Let's do this.
But on the Switch, that's where I'm playing it, too. I think it's actually perfect for the Switch.
So what is Celeste? Get into it.
Celeste is a high precision platforming game, that's pretty much what it is, you know. So there's like a weird,
what would you compare it to? What kind of game?
Super Meat Boy, maybe.
Super Meat Boy, okay, that's good.
Or what else would you compare?
But not as diabolically hard as Super Meat Boy.
Not as hard, but you definitely die a lot.
But instant restarts.
Yes, the most important thing when a game that's this hard and you die, like, you can die like 10 times in 5 seconds sometimes. Or not, that's a little exaggeration, but...
No, I've done it.
Yeah,
it's not an exaggeration, believe me.
The important thing is instant replay.
Yeah, and all you have to do is clear a room to get to the next part.
So Celeste is a story of a girl named Celeste who is going to climb a mountain. I'm halfway through
right now. A lot of mountain climbing you've been talking about this week.
I'm halfway through, and I'm having a feeling that this mountain is more of like a metaphorical mountain, because you know, the more you get into it, the more it's talking about, like, I don't know, the story's strange. It's story's definitely not important in the game, but there's something about
the gameplay is fun, though. You get to do the dash moves in your air platformers. Yes.
I like how they slowly add one little mechanic to another. So what's the main thing here? The main thing is that you have a dash, you have
a wall climb move.
And so every level is, why are we not even explaining this well now?
There's different things where you have black orbs you go through that transport you to different parts of the section.
The beginning is super simple. You just have to jump these platforms. There might be spikes or whatever kind of things, and then you get through it. And then they slowly keep adding more and more
mechanics to it.
And making it harder. So, like, to get through a room, you have to almost have, like, a sequence of 20 or 30
impeccable
perfect
timing.
Precision jumps and, you know, moves to get through.
Better nimble up your fingers, because you're going to need the dexterity.
Yeah. I guess this also reminded me of that Ori and the Blind Forest in a way. Remember
Ori? It's kind of like that. Yeah,
just the precision platforming.
It's a good game to compare it to. But it's good because things get really, really hard, but They give you a lot of options and the menus and the
One of the things the developer says right on their thing is like, we want you to have fun with this game, so there's no right way to play and win this game. So they'll, like you said, they give you options to slow down time. So maybe there's an area that you just can't get that left, right, or whatever you have to do perfect. You can slow down time from, depending, like 50%, 75%, however you want, to help you.
And get extra, you only get one dash in there, but you can, and there's like little orbs that you get to give you an extra dash, mm-hmm. which makes it hard. So you dash in the orb, and then you get another dash in the other orb to clear the room.
Another way to get a dash back is, so you can dash, but you have to land on something that you can stand on. That's something. How you get your, you know, recharge your dash.
They'll give you an extra dash if you need it, if a game is too hard.
So yeah, I mean, it's a great game. It can be very hard. I think
it's only $20.
I was going through it. I would say maybe I'm like 75% of the way, and then the difficulty level just spikes.
I'm probably too about hard. 25% of the way.
Yeah. For me, I was having such a good time, and then like even with some of the helps on, it's becoming really hard. So that's the only problem.
But I would say it's a must purchase though.
Cool thing is that
at all platformers, even a little bit.
Well, yeah, no, definitely must buy. It's a great
if you have a Switch. It's perfect on the Switch.
The cool thing is, though, like, because they expect you to die in this game. And the cool thing is that, like, you can look in your thing and they'll tell you how many times that you've actually died. Like, I'm thinking I'm not over 1,000 by now something.
I'm pretty far up there, too. And I don't have the reflexes that I used to. I'm not going to tell you my age, but you guys already know that I played the Atari 2600 back in the day. So, you know, I'm an old fart.
We found that at the flea market, though.
Yeah, we found it at the flea market on eBay. So, you guys know I'm an old fart, but it's a fun game. I enjoy it. I'm just not as good at games as I used to be. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, no, it's a good game, and I had a lot of... If I don't ever go back to it, I definitely got my money's worth. I would like to finish it. I don't know if I will.
I mean, I wish I was younger and could make all this money that these e-gamers are making nowadays.
God, we have to talk about that.
Are they making millions of dollars? These kids playing games?
Yeah. And I think this... So there's... Have you heard of the new guy, Ninja? Have you heard of him?
No. I'm sure you're going to tell me he's making millions of dollars, though.
Well, so there's a streamer now, like a Twitch streamer. He's not really YouTube. But, this guy named Ninja. I think Tyler Ninja Blevins.
Wow, very creative name. Come on. Come on, Ninja.
He is like a ninja, though. I mean, this guy, he's been around forever, but he just kind of like
blew up. He's been around forever. He's only 16, though.
No, he's 20-something. Okay. Anyway, he just blew up right now, and he just broke all streaming records with 680,000 people.
Oh, this is the guy that Drake watched?
This is a guy that Drake played with and the game he's playing is Fortnite, which is that, you know, the battle royale game. Right.
600,000 people watch him play games.
680,000 people at the same time watched him play this game.
Good Lord.
That's insane. I mean, people were stoked when they're like, ooh, we got, I think the last person to break the record was DJ or Dr. Disrespect. And he had...
Are these superhero names?
He broke the record.
Are you creating these names out of thin air?
These are streamers' names. This guy's record, he had the record.
Does Ninja fight Dr. Disrespect?
No, I don't think. Because Dr. Disrespect is he's a PUBG player.
Okay. How do you know all this stuff, by the way?
I just do. Anyways.
All right. We won't get into that.
Dr. Disrespect had the record at 300 and something thousand. And then Ninja with Drake broke it. And then he broke it again doing like a special at Vegas.
Wow.
Insane. But this guy's making so much... And the thing is now he's moving clips of his stuff onto a YouTube channel. Sorry, Logan Paul, but you can't say you're the fastest growing YouTube channel anymore because this guy is doing 3 million.
Well, I haven't heard that guy's name in a while.
This guy is doing 3 million new subscribers a month.
Wow.
This is insane.
Just from playing games.
All he plays is Fortnite.
Well, I know because it's a big thing because I listened to Colin Cowherd podcast about sports and his co-host Kristen Leahy.
Yeah,
she goes and like does the hosting,
sports hosting,
in Vegas and these huge buildings and thousands and thousands of people come out to watch this.
Yeah, it's crazy, it's insane that and we kind of like. Digressed here.
That's all right.
But
people love our podcast. They want more.
It's insane that
they say, give me more.
And he will be like, what, like this? I'm sorry to bring these guys up again, but like, did Logan Paul and Jake Paul, like, they were the fastest, like, they, I think they broke the record for like
really going into the
well,
weeds.
They broke the record for 1 year having like 10 million subscribers in 1 year. This guy's gonna like triple that in 1 year. It's insane for just playing games, though.
Wow,
just playing one game. So he, by the time he's done, he will be like. He'll probably have $70-100 million by the time he.
How much do he get that much money from playing games?
Probably right now. I'm just guessing, but he probably makes at least $2 million a month.
Wow. Absolutely.
Advertising.
Absolutely insane the world we live in. I was born in the wrong era.
Well, you have to also be...
If you guys go back on YouTube, you can watch me playing my Atari 2600 game. No, just kidding.
You have to... you have to be also very good at video games, though. Yeah, like, these people are... They have to be... You have to be good. I mean, I was watching some of his Fortnite streams, and the amount of stress... Like,
all I could say is, no, not me.
No. Yeah.
I'm awful.
I don't think I could play... I can't play the same game for months.
We're just getting into our rhythm right now, Ari. After an hour, this is awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, I can't... Yeah. I couldn't be a streamer because, like, people expect you to play the same game over and over. And for, you know, I have, like, I have gamer ADD.
Well, you had to do that when you worked, when you game tested, right?
Atari,
Atari? I know, you're miserable when you do that.
Horrible. I, like, knew...
How long did you work there again? For a couple months?
Yeah, like, 4 months, 5 months. And I just said no. But the problem, I might have been able to be easier if I didn't have, like...
Just say no to Atari.
If I didn't have a two-and-a-half-hour commute every day, might have made it a little easier to work there, but... Whatever. Yeah,
it's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Where else we're going here?
We're
gonna
get off of this section.
Can we climb back out of the deep murky waters here?
I think that's pretty murky. I got a lot of slime on me, but I'll take a shower and come out clean on the other side.
All right.
So I don't have any mobile games I've been playing this week, but I know that you have.
Yes, I do. So. My mobile game I got, there's a game that just came out, and it's called... I might have talked about this on my indie showcase, because it used to be a PC game also. Project Hi-Rise. I don't know, this is probably a really old game, but I don't know if everybody remembered, like, Sim Tower. It's kind of like, it's a game where you're trying to build, like, a high-rise or, like, a skyscraper.
Okay.
So it's a management
game. Tell me more, please.
So Project Hi-Rise is a game where you start with just a one-story building, and then you have to, you know, you have, like, your construction guys in there, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to add another level, you know. So you're having to balance your money and your time and all that, and so you can bring in... you can either have office workers, you can have, like, apartments. I think they're going to come out with expansion where you can do, like, casinos and stuff like that. And so you're just managing building. So you'll have, like, you know, like, the first, like, say you want an office building. So the simplest guys would be, like, insurance agents. They don't really demand a lot from you. They just want electricity, maybe a phone line. But then, like, as you start to get, like, more deluxe office buildings and bigger things like that, then people demand, like, courier services and bottled water. And at that point, you know, you're building all the services underneath the tower, like, underground. So you have, like, you know, bottled water service. And then people start getting hungry and they want, I need a place to eat here. So then maybe you cut out the first two levels of offices and you build restaurants in there and shopping places and stuff like that. And so you're just trying to build up a huge sky high rise. You know, the more bigger you get, the more prestige that you get, and with the prestige you're able to do, you know, opens up new options for you and new kinds of stores that you can do. And
you pay for this game?
Yeah, I love this kind of game. I paid for this game twice, actually.
How much time do you have to play all these games? Where do you get
this?
This
is a game I play, like, when I'm, like, going to bed and I'm laying down and I just want to do some management. Dude, I love strategy games.
I don't know how I
love fun. Mundane, like, strategy.
Did you just call this game mundane? And you said,
yeah,
it was awesome.
It is a mundane game because a lot of times you're just waiting for the most part, and then you have to figure out, like, okay,
how much does this game cost?
I think it's like $2.99. It's not a lot. Cheap. I think I paid $12 on Steam for it.
Gotta be better than that last game you told me about. The game developer Tycoon?
Yeah, much better. I think
game was rough.
You know, that was another one of those games I had. When I first played it, it was kind of revolutionary and on the PC, and then I realized that it was very shallow, and I guess. And I bought that on my thing, and I don't think I put in even an hour of it, and I kind of like, okay, I can't play this anymore. So much better. You know, because I think that we just had played the Game Dev Tycoon, which was a lot of fun. But really, if you go back...
That was the one we just bought.
What's the other one that the cartoon
race car type?
No, the pixel art one. You know, like the pixel art game dev story?
Yes.
We used to love that one.
That one was pretty fun.
But then if you look at it, there's not many mechanics different from the other one either.
I think they just did a better job making it fun.
Maybe the pixel graphics made it fun.
The fun factor of the last game was not good.
But yeah, I mean...
So what's this game called again?
Project High Rise. If you're into, like, Project, you know, High management Rise. And strategy games, it's definitely a fun game. I have yet to make a really huge High Rise. I always usually, like... run out of money and stuff.
What is that thing? I'm looking at your thing. That's an iPad Pro? Is that what that is?
It's an iPad Pro, yes.
God, it's gigantic.
2018.
It's huge screen.
It's incredible.
Gigantic.
And then another one, a quick one I'll throw in here is, I don't know if people know what an idle clicker are. These are such silly games, I don't even know why I play them. It's a game where you literally just tap a button, like tap, 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 tap.
Tap the screen over and over.
Tap, 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 over screen. So I've played a few different idle clickers.
You're playing the marijuana one right now, right?
So right now there's one called Weed Inc. that just came out this week.
Wow, and, what a name!
I guess now that you know marijuana is legal in California, Apple doesn't care. I mean, I was surprised first that Apple even let it be released, you know, because it's talking about drugs. But I guess now because it's legal,
I mean, the guys running around don't look too stoned.
No. So this one's really what you're doing is you start, you have to do, like, your growing thing, and you hire some trimmers.
Growing things? You mean weed?
Yeah, you're growing weed. You hire some trimmers.
Just call it what it is.
You hire some trimmers. You click on them really fast, and they trim really quickly.
Actually, it looks pretty fun. It's colorful. Colorful
it's
graphics.
It's colorful. It makes lots of, like, casino sounds. I guess that you know, the sounds that it makes is kind of... Let's look
listen,
at the sound.
Let's listen.
And then,
wow.
Like, it's clicking.
That's very cheerful music.
Cartoony.
I'm watching all these guys in line trying to get
waiting,
their weed.
Getting their weed. You have the
they're
machine.
They're really patient, too.
Yeah,
I like
you
that.
Got the machine that trims and then bottles your weed.
Wow.
And I guess the goal is... I don't know what the goal
is. What are you supposed to do? Level
are.
Up? I don't... Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
Just have a weed-growing empire? I don't know. Like, I started... Look, I have $1.1 quadrillion.
Wow.
Each, look at that. My weed right now is...
Is that more than a billion?
Yeah. That's more than a trillion.
Okay.
I think a quadrillion is after a trillion.
So that's like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos combined? Do they have that much money?
More than probably. I don't even know if the whole world has $1 quadrillion.
I don't know how much that is.
Anyways, it's
I'm too tired.
It's free. It's free. You just click a lot. There's no point in the game, I don't think.
So what, do you have to buy stuff from there or something?
How you can buy money? Like speed up things.
All right, like, that's how they make money.
I don't who would ever. I can almost throw this in my rant again, but who would ever pay just to have something sped up? Like, what advantage are you getting by speeding? Like, just turn it off and come back later. I don't understand why you need that specific item that they want you to pay quicker.
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
Does it make sense
never,
to me? But
I don't even know how idle...
Some people it does.
But there's more and more idle clickers coming out, so obviously people are buying because they're all free, and people keep... making them, so they must
some
be making
some people like
money.
Jumping up and down. Never makes sense to me, but some people like it.
Yeah. Here, hit this button.
Some people like banging their head against the wall. I mean, who am I to say it's wrong? I can't judge them.
I think the whole idle clicker thing started with that one cookie game where it's like a cookie. You had to, like, eat cookies. Anyways, I'm digressing.
Okay, well, that's about it for this podcast.
We need to stop. I think our minds are melted from all this.
We went so deep. We went into space today. It was...
Yeah.
We went under the water.
Would you say that's, like,
we
the
went
opposite
to the, what's
of deep,
that,
though?
What's that Mariana Trench?
Yeah.
The deepest part of the ocean?
Yeah.
We went there today. This is actually a really fantastic podcast.
I think we actually went into the oceans of Enceladus.
What?
That's probably deeper than the Mariana Trench.
Is that a game coming out next month?
No, Enceladus is a moon on Jupiter, I think.
Okay.
It's an ice moon, but there's water
look
underneath.
At the big brain on our hill here.
So we went that deep. We were in the murky waters of Enceladus.
No, this was a fantastic podcast. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And until next time, have a great night and an even better tomorrow.
Peace, suckers.
Well, come on, Art. You got to do better than that.
Okay,
that's horrible.
Points
come
of
on.
Wisdom. Go buy a... God of War now.
Yes, go buy God of War if you have a PlayStation 4.
Best game ever created.
And Avengers is coming out, and go Niners.
Oh my God.